Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 24. 2 Samuel chapter number 24. Verse number 10, we'll start there. If you have your place, stand reading and honor the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, "And David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very falsely. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, and that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. And when the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of the evil and said unto the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Arnon, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, Lo, I have sinned and have done wickedly, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. And Gad came that day to David and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arnon the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Arnon looked and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Arnon went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arnon said, Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Arnon said unto David, Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice and threshing instruments, other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Arnon as a king give unto the king. And Arnon said unto the king, The Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said unto Arnon, Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver, and David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. The reason for the plague. The reason for the plague. As we look at this, we can see, and if you go back to 2 Samuel chapter 23, the Bible tells us that these were David's last words. It's the last things that David would say to us before he'd go out of here. And it's written in the volume of the book how David begins to speak, and he speaks the things that he would say, and he comes out, and we see David as he's getting close to the end of his life, a time to when he's about to expire, as you might say, from this world and go on to the other world. And he begins to contemplate some things, and he calls his leaders together, and he has them number the people. Now, God didn't ask David to number the people. God didn't tell David to number the people. God didn't request David to number the people, but David numbered the people. So he sent Joab and the others out, and you know the story. They went out into the nations of Israel, and they went out and they began to number the people to see how much it was. And the Bible teaches that it was over 9 months in numbering the different tribes of Israel. Praise God, to get the number of the people that was in those tribes. And they come back to David and they give a report of those men. Now the Bible says in 2 Samuel 24 that he gave the sum in verse 9, and Joab gave up the sum of the number of people under the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. So we have a number of how many men that were able to draw the sword, valiant men in the nation of Israel, praise God, Judah and Israel. And David had numbered them, and then when he had numbered it, God had smote his heart, and he realized that in his arrogance he had done it on his own. I won't say, youngins, but tonight we can't do nothing on our own. We need help in everything that we endeavor to do. And we can't leave God out for 1 minute. We can't, if we ain't careful, we'll do like David did. I think David come to end, and he was just wondering if he had what he thought he had. And God had already blessed him, God had already too. And it didn't really matter how much he had, because every battle that he had fought had been won by the Lord. Amen. Every battle that we fight, youngins, it'll be won by the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We don't have the power within us to overcome any of these obstacles that we face in the world today. But we can with the help of the Lord. If we'll come to Him, run to Him, praise God, call out to Him, He will help us. So we see David as he numbers the people. He realizes he's done messed up. Amen. Maybe it's just in arrogance. If we ain't careful, we'll get the heating high minded, and we'll just want to go out and count one more time, just see what we got. Amen. Have you ever done that? Just to see what we have. I want to say, praise God, we don't really have nothing. Everything that's here in this world is just borrowed. Everything that we have, praise God, belongs to God. Amen. It's just on loan for a little while. Amen. So we see what takes place, and so maybe even with the lack of faith, praise God, he numbered the people. We got to be careful and have a strong faith, because we know what happens when we step out on faith. Remember last Wednesday night we spoke on the trust, on trusting the Lord, how that trusting God is the same thing as having faith in the New Testament. And said we got to have faith. I think sometimes what we have, like David might have had, he had a little bit of a lack of faith. Amen. He got over there and got to thinking about things, got to wondering if he was, he's getting some years on him, some age on him. Hey, he's not the mighty man of valor that he used to be. But I want to say, praise God, it don't matter how old, how feeble you get, praise the Lord, God Almighty's the same yesterday and forever. He don't change. He's all powerful God. He's always been a powerful God. He's, praise God, He is God. Besides Him, there's no other, and there's nobody who can take His place. He'll always be the power of an almighty God. He always has been, and He always will be. Amen. You can take and trust that in faith, believing. Praise God. And we see how David, he got dissuaded. He got in a place where he began to number the people, and he realized he had messed up. Praise God. And said, by the morning time, he said, I beseech you, Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Ever feel like you've done something very foolish? Every time I've ever walked away from God, every time I've ever tried to go out on my own, boy, I come back and say, man, that was about stupid. Amen? That was foolish. I should have never done that. Because God was always there to help me. All I had to do is call upon Him. I mean, I've called upon Him so many times. We've called upon Him so many times we can't keep count. And God's always come through right on time. Amen. He always has, and He always will. But we can expect when we turn on God and we try to do things by ourselves, praise God, things won't always go the way that we'd like for them to go. Amen. The Bible says in these last days there's going to be some difficult times, some difficult journeys that we'll have to face. He tells us in Luke chapter 21, in verse number 10, he said, then said he, not speaking of Jesus, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilence and fearful signs, and great signs shall there be from heaven. So the Lord says in the last day, he said, there's some things that we should know. He said, there's things that we should be looking for. There's things that we should anticipate, amen, that's a coming on us in a little while. He said it's going to get, the Bible, Paul says it's going to wax worse and worse. And in the end, we can't expect this whole world to get any better. And now they talk about evolution, how man's supposed to be getting, you know, we started out as some little old speck of something, and we keep getting bigger and better. Praise God, I'm afraid, I don't know about you, but I stopped that a long time ago. Praise God, I got up to where I was at a certain point, and I started going downhill at that time. Praise the Lord. Some of us do that a little quicker than others, but praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows where we stand. He knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weakness, our lack of strength, and He's there to undergird us. He's there to lift us up. He's there to help us along, praise God, to bring us along closer to Himself. Amen. We ought to expect, though, praise God, that this old world that we live in, it ain't going to get no better, but it's going to wax worse and worse. In Revelation chapter number 6, the Bible says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse. He that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer." And now this man on this white horse is a man of authority, but he don't have no power. He's got a bow, but he has no arrows. I mean, he has no ammunition. He said, "When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast saying, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given unto him that sat thereon, to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. Jesus said on him had a pair of balances in his hand, a set of scales," speaking of the economy. Amen. Praise God. Speaking of war and in economy, the economy. He said, "I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and a measure of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And then when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast saying, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. A power was given unto them for over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth." He said, so what's going to happen? He said, a quarter of the population of the world one of these days is going to be destroyed. But praise be to God, ain't you glad they still a God of heaven who's still on the throne, who knows exactly where we're at and what we need. Amen's able to meet those needs, praise God, according to His perfect purpose. Revelation chapter 9, verse number 20. He said, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. And neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." He said, listen, today's a bunch of men, even though these people were dying, praise God, he said, they still wouldn't repent. They still keep chasing after the things of the world. How many folks have we got in our own families that keep chasing after the things of this world? They're not content with the things that we have, praise God, in the Lord, but they keep chasing after those things that they try to get a little dab here and a little dab there to satisfy them and to make them feel good. I won't tell you what will make you feel good inside and out, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Seeking Him and walking with Him, calling upon His name, amen. Ask Him to help you, praise God, when you're trudging through the mire of this whole world. Praise God, realizing He's there for you, that He'll help you, praise God. He'll lift you up. He'll take you further than you ever thought you could go by yourself. Amen. Praise God, that's what He does. The Lord's there to help you. Amen. But God Almighty said He'd take it, He'd call them out unto Himself, those that need some help from God. He said, Revelation 18, he said, he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, "Babylon the great is fallen, and become a habitat of devils, and the hold of ever foul spirit, and the cage of ever unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies." But watch number 4. He said, "I heard another voice from heaven." Now watch is saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. God Almighty said, hey, listen. He said, I've got some people. He said, I'm going to call them out. And so praise God, so they won't have to partake in the plagues and the wickedness of this old world. Praise God. And he said, because of that, he said, I'm going to call them out. I'm glad to be part of that called out crowd, ain't you? Amen. That's what the church of the world, that was Ecclesiastes. That was the Ecclesiastes. That's a church. That's called out. That means to be called out. Amen. The reason things happen the way they do, praise God, sometimes causes disobedience to God. Disobedience gets us in trouble more than anything. Amen. When we're disobedient to God. In Deuteronomy chapter number 28. Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse 58. The Bible says this. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law. Now, you got to remember, Deuteronomy is a book of Moses. He's preparing the people to go in and possess the land that God's given them. Amen? He said, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear his glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues of a long continuance and sore sicknesses of a long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars in heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of thy Lord. Amen. God says, listen, so if you won't listen to me, he said, I'll let the plagues of this world and plagues that you ain't ever heard of. Hey, listen, where we're living at today, we're living in a world with plagues that we've never heard of before. It seems like there's a new one about every day. But I want to say glory, hallelujah. God knows all about them. And if we'll just seek his face and trust him, praise God, he can still the plagues. Amen. If we'll just obey him and we'll seek his face, praise God, he'll move upon our hearts and he'll move upon our life and he'll remove the plagues and take them away from us. Praise his holy name. If we'll just trust him. Amen. God Almighty said he allows this stuff. You know, can't a plague touch us? God don't allow it. Amen. God is in control. Praise his holy name. God is in control. He knows exactly what he's doing. And if we just trust him today, praise God. He said they would be things that come in this world. They would be plagues that come in this world. He said he would send plagues upon this world. He has sent plagues upon this world. But praise God, the same one that sent them can take them away. Amen. Just as fast as they come, or faster, God can take them away. You said, you believe, I believe with all my heart. Amen. You remember old Solomon when he was dedicating the temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 7? He was dedicating the temple. He had dedicated it to the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord says, appeared to him in 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. But now watch this. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command a locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. So God said, I can do that. Well, sometimes God said, this is just a test. Sometimes what we endure here in this world, it's just a test. Amen. Praise God. See whether we'll just trust the Lord. You say, well, that's not very good of him. Praise God. Yeah, sometimes that's the only way he can get our attention. Amen. I think he's about to get our attention. Amen. Did you know there was a 7.2 earthquake in Mexico this week? Amen. But he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sin and will heal their land. God says, I've got this thing, praise God. He said, if I send peasants, if I send plagues, if you have to go through diverse things in this world, he prayed, if you'll just call upon my name. He said, my people will call on my name. He said, and confess their sins. Amen. Admit our wickedness. He said, then I'll hear from heaven, said, I'll heal your land. Amen? So God says, hey, listen, so he's a cure for what's happening. The reason for the plagues is man that's turned their back on God. We've walked away from him. Because even the United States of America, we don't love God like we used to. Amen? We're not expressing the goodness of God like we used to. Used to, people would tell everyone when they got saved, praise God, and they couldn't wait to tell it everywhere. What's happened with that? Amen? If we've truly been born again, we ought to have something to praise him about. But we see the Lord, we see the reason for the plague, but we see the cure for the plague. Let me give you some scriptures right quick and we'll go to the house. The cure for the plague. In Psalm chapter 103, verse 2, the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen? He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. See, we get caught up in the drudgery of where we're at and get caught up in the drudgery of the things that we're having to deal with, and we forget about all the benefits that God's given us. Amen. As a child of God, we have benefits. We have benefits, praise God, of the saving grace of God. We have the benefits of mercy of God. We have benefits of salvation of our souls. Praise his holy name. In Psalm 103 and 3, he says this. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Amen. And who healeth all thy diseases? Who does that? God does. God is the only one that can heal our iniquities, our sinfulness. He's the only one that can show us where we're at. Amen. Ain't nobody in this world can show you where you're at as far as your sinfulness, where you need to be. And there's nobody that can forgive you that sinfulness but the Lord. He's the only one that can forgive us, praise God, and save us. And he's the only one that can heal us all the diseases. He said, well, preacher, why don't he do it? Sometimes people get sick, they get cancer, they get different things, and they die, praise God. Hey, what? How do you know that ain't healing? Amen? Right, God, that's the best healing you get when you graduate out of it, never to have to deal with it again. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, that ain't the way I always look at it. Praise the Lord. But we got to. Amen. That the Lord's will be done. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get greedy. We want to hang on as long as we can. Amen. But he said he'll forgive us our iniquities. Praise God. It makes a way. It paves a way so we can forget. He can cleanse us and heal us of our diseases. Praise God. Sin sickness is the first thing he needs to take out of the way so that we can be healed of our sin. Amen. We're walking through this world, praise God. God gives us an encouragement. In Psalm 23 and 4, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. So David tells us in the 23rd Psalm, and he's a young boy, and he tells us his psalm as he's walking through the valley of the shadow. I've been there and seen it. It's a long, dark valley, and that once you get in that valley, going from Jerusalem down into Jericho, once you get in that valley, there's nowhere to go. Only thing you can do is either turn around and go back or go on through. And David said, "I was though I walked through the valley of the shadow of death." You know how to keep the shadow of death off of you? You keep your eyes on the sun. Amen. As long as you keep your eyes on the sun, Brother Robert, the shadow's always going to be behind you. Praise God. If we'll keep our eyes on the sun, David said, if I keep my eyes on the sun, praise God, the shadow of death will always be behind me. Praise God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He said, I don't have to worry about it. He said, the Lord is with me. No matter what happens to us, the Lord is with us. Always. Amen. Praise God. In the shadow of death, when fear comes, praise God, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for thou art with me. Now that's said with a surety. Amen. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, Lord, I know you'll fight the battles for me. I have somebody today, praise God, that fights my battles for me. Amen. I'm not strong enough. Sometimes I have to call upon the Lord. You know, use God's phone number. You say, I didn't know God had a phone number. God's phone number, Jeremiah 33 and 3. That's God's phone number. He said, call unto me. and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, praise God, I ain't even been as good as I could be to you. He said, if you'll just call upon me, praise God, when you need me and before you need me and while you need me. He said, praise God, I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things that you've never seen before. Because I am God. Amen. When the devils are pulling you down and he can't seem to get away from him, just call upon the Lord. Call out his number, praise God, and he'll hear, Lord God, and he'll answer you and he'll help you. Praise God. Amen. We have a help, a cure for those things that ail us. Praise God. Call out the Lord's number. Call out the phone number of God. Praise God. I'm glad I got his number, don't you? Amen. Praise God. But like you say, he says, call unto me and I will answer. But I wonder today, when we call out to him, do we expect him to answer? We got this idea of saying, well, maybe he will. He has before. But when we call out to the Lord, praise God, we're going to call expecting him to hear, praise God, and answer us and show us great and wonderful things, praise God, that we've never seen, never known before of the power of an almighty God. Praise his holy name. That's why he'd say in Psalms 107:19, he said, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Amen. Said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Amen. He said when they called upon the Lord, what does he do when you call upon the Lord? He saves you. Amen. Amen. When you call upon the Lord, he saves you. He said he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them. Amen. He comes and he saves you, praise God. And then after he saves you, praise, one day in a little while, he's going to deliver us out of this old walk of life. Amen. The deliverance will come. Amen. That old hymnal they used to sing, boy, what a blessing it was. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance will come. Boy, I used to love to hear it as a youngin'. They'd just rear back and sing it from the top of their lung because they could. Boy, what a blessing that is. Deliverance, young'uns, it will come because of the saving grace of an almighty God. Praise his holy name. When they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent them his word, healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Verse 21 said, Oh that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Praise God. Hey, I wonder how many times we stop and just think, give God praise every time he does something for us. I mean, when he answers a little prayer, I won't say there ain't no such thing as a little prayer anyway. Amen. Every prayer we pray is a big prayer to God. Amen. Praise God. Every prayer we pray is a big prayer to God. So God, amen, the reason of plagues is because of our sin, because of our faithlessness in God. Because we're like David, we number the people because we begin to wonder if we got enough. Amen. But in faith, when we believe, praise God, we begin to have the strength to go forward. See, we see here in David's case, he had three choices. Man's choices, we have choices that we have to make. In verse number 12 of 2 Samuel 24, he said, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things, choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad comes to David, and he said, you got some choices you got to make, big boy. I want to say, hey, listen, every day in our life, we have choices we have to make. Every one of us have to make choices. You have to choose a lot of times. You got to choose this stuff for yourself. Spiritual thing, praise God, are choices that we have to make for ourselves. Nobody can make that choice for you. Amen. But what we got to do is we got to do like David. David said, the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. The Bible says, verse 13 says, so Gad came unto David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return unto him that sent me. He said, God wants to know what you want him to do. He's going to give you 3 choices. Amen. In other words, God's got a punishment. You're going to have to stand punishment for your unfaithfulness, for your lack of faith. But he said, God's going to let you decide what he does. Amen? It's kind of like mama telling you, go out there in that hickory tree and bring her back a switch. Amen? You ever had to do that? Yeah, my neighbor one time, his mama got mad at him. She said, Terry, you go out there and bring me a stick, so I'm going to beat you. He went out there, and good grief, he found it somewhere, brought back a limb. She had beat him with him, it had killed him. And his daddy got so tickled, he got the life out of him. They couldn't nobody give him a whooping. He went out and bought the biggest club he could find. I guess he feared he needed it bad. But he told him, he said, hey, listen, I'm going to give you three choices. We have choices to make. But you know what choice David had? Right quickly, he said, you know what? I'm just going to trust God. Amen? See, that's what he ought to have done in the beginning. It's a whole lot better to just trust God in the beginning. Amen? And you don't get caught up in all this mess that he got in. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now in the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of men. Amen. He said, hey, David says, I think I'm going to just trust in the mercy of God. Yes, amen. Amen. Praise God. It's either trust in the mercy of God or the vengeance of men, the violence of men. I think I'll take the mercy of God any day, won't you? Amen. Hey, David made a choice, and he told Gad, he said, just tell the Lord, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. We see God, God begins, pestilence comes on land. He said, 70,000 people's dead. And then God said, it's enough. He repented. He stopped the killing. He said, that's enough. He stopped the angel of the Lord. He said, that's enough. And David spake unto the Lord. Now listen, David takes responsibility for what he's done. You know, if we could get some people in our country to take responsibility for what we do, it would be a total different place. Said David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people and said, lo, I have sinned and have done wickedly. But watch what he says. He said, but these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, be against me and against my father's house. David come forward, praise God, and he took full responsibility at what would take place. He said, Lord, don't punish your people no more. Don't punish these little sheep. He said, I'm supposed to be the shepherd. He said, Lord, would you take me and just do whatever you want to of me, but leave the sheep alone. Amen. Praise his holy name. So we know the story that Gad comes to him. He said, you need to offer up a sacrifice. Need to build an altar there in the threshing floor. So he goes down there and he was going to build an altar there. And Arnon said, hey, listen, go ahead, whatever you need. There's the instruments, there's the sacrifice. He said, no, he said, I'll not do nothing that I haven't paid for. Amen. David said, hey, listen, he said, I've got to pay a price. He said, if I don't pay a price, it'll be for nothing. But David was willing to pay a price. I wonder today, are we willing to pay a price? Are we willing to pay a price to see souls saved? Or aren't we willing to pay a price to see our folks get saved and get right with God? Pay a price, praise God, some sacrifice. Amen. Not only pay a price, but he offered up a sacrifice. And he offered up a peace offering unto God. Amen. We need to be willing to pay a price. We need to be able to offer up a sacrifice. We need to be able to offer up peace offerings unto the Lord. Calling upon His name, trusting in Him, asking God to help us to do better. The reason for the plagues in this land is because of sin sickness. Because of sin, we have these plagues. We have the sicknesses and the things that we have to get. It started in the top and comes all the way down to me and you. Amen. But God says if we'll seek His face and call upon His name, amen, He'll save us out of this mess. He'll bring us out. In closing, Romans says this, in Romans 10:13, it said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. When all this is overwhelming us, when all this coming at us, He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That tells me, young, it's time to call on the name of the Lord. There's heartache, there's plagues, there's sickness, there's wickedness on every hand. Amen? So it tells me it's time to call upon the name of the Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to help us, to save us, to bring us up, so that He can bring us out. Amen?